home for classic hits. AM 1570, 96.9, and Boone 102.7 FM. WILO, Frankfort, Lebanon, Delphi.
Looking for an enclosed trailer that works as hard as you do? Check out the Homesteader lineup at TC Trailers. Perfect for moving, camping gear, or hauling mowers and motorcycles, a car hauler, or race trailer. Homesteader trailers deliver quality at a great price. Choose the Challenger with its flat front and rounded roof, or the Intrepid featuring a sleek V-nose design. Find your perfect trailer at TC Trailers, just east of Frankfort, or online at tc-trailers.com. If you're not pulling a TC trailer, you're not pulling your weight.
Life happens, and having a primary care provider you trust can make all the difference. IU Health Primary Care in Frankfort welcomes two new family medicine physicians, Dr. Yang Yang Wong
or Dr. Paola Castellanos,
now accepting new patients. Whether you need an annual checkup, preventive care, help managing a chronic condition, or care when you're sick, our team is here for you and your family when you need it. Schedule your appointment today. Call 765-448-7500. IU Health Primary Care. Expert care. Close to home.
When it comes to keeping your car running right, trust the team that's got your back. Big O Tires. Located on State Road 39 in Lebanon, Big O does it all. Oil changes, alignments, tire rotations, brakes, and more. Whether you're prepping for a road trip or just tackling that overdue maintenance, the certified technicians at Big O Tires will get the job done right the first time. Check them out on Facebook for exclusive deals and updates. Next time your vehicle needs a little love, head over to Big O Tires in Lebanon and talk to manager Lauren and owner Alan. Big O Tires is the team you trust.
Looking for free local news that actually feels local? From breaking news and weather alerts to sports, community events, obituaries, photos, and more, your free hometown connection is just a click away with Clinton County, Boone County, and CarrollCountyDailyNews.com. Whether you're catching up from your phone at work, your tablet at home, or scrolling on the go, our three daily news websites keep you connected to the stories happening where you live. Check out the community calendars, local sports coverage, Hoosierland TV, WILO archives, features, and even fun games like crosswords and Sudoku. Plus, with updated features and easy navigation, finding the information you need has never been easier. And did I mention? It's free. Local news, local sports, local people. Updated every day. Visit ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, BooneCountyDailyNews.com, and CarrollCountyDailyNews.com today.
Hi, it's Jenny from your local Big Deal store. If you run a business and are looking for a fun and creative way to market it, Big Deals might just be a great fit. Imagine a radio marketing program that allows you to trade for your advertising schedule. Interested? Give us a shout and see for yourself.
Party Line on WILO and Boone's Best 102.7 is made possible by TC Trailers. If you're not pulling a TC trailer, you're not pulling your weight. IU Health, Big O Tires in Lebanon, Big Deals. Save money now and 24/7 at WeLoveBigDeals.com and your free local news source, Clinton, Carroll, or BooneCountyDailyNews.com. The Party Line online telecast on HoosierlandTV.com is brought to you by 51 West Event Center, First Bank Midwest, Shoop's Country Foods, Culligan Water of Boone and Clinton County, Day and Ginda Funeral Home, Solidarity Community Federal Credit Union, Sam I Am Carpet Cleaning, Big O Tires in Lebanon, Arborwood by Shoops, Welty Exteriors, Newell Gas, Wesley Manor Retirement Community, Stone Alley Hardware and Industrial Supply, Jerry's Body Shop, Community Foundation serving Carroll, Clinton, and Howard counties, Simplify Family Dental, Tornado Roofing, Siding and Gutters, Witham Health Services, Ellis Jewelers, Marshan's Window Tinting, Ivy Tech Community College, Changing Lives, VFW Post 1110 in Frankfort, Copper Electric Services LLC, Braden Business Systems, Lanen's Furniture and Mattress, and Man Chevrolet GMC in Delphi. Whether you're listening on WILO, Boone's Best 102.7, watching on Hoosierland TV, or joining us online, we invite you to be part of the show. Call us at 765-659-3338. This is Party Line.
Hey, good morning. It is Party Line. We appreciate you being with us on this Thursday. It is a very wet and muggy Thursday. The humidity is a little crazy out there, so just be cautious of that, especially if you're like me. We're going to get a football game tonight, so all of you that are out and about, as we're also trying to get the mic repaired here in studio, but that's okay. We're like the Apollo 13. Just gotta do duct tape and baling wire. It always helps. It's called don't pull the mic so hard next time, Sham. Okay, in studio, Brady Sorrells. Good morning.
Good morning,
Brady. How are you doing
good,
this morning?
Well, you?
Hey, always appreciate you coming in, and thank you. Tell Scott, you know, hey, he's still slacking. So so hey, I'm glad somebody could show up.
He was out last night with the with the officers doing some of the high waters.
Oh yeah, and hey, so let's go right there. I mean, that's the most obvious situation going on right now. Tell us a little bit about the streets and the roads of Frankfort and what you are seeing, and even in the county, and maybe where you're even hearing outside of our county a lot, because we are very blessed. Our community is very blessed. I mean, we have some localized flooding, but nothing like Anderson and Ravensbrook and some of those communities down in Indianapolis.
Yeah, we have a few areas of high water. You know, the flooding wasn't an issue where we're evacuating homes or anything like that. We're not seeing the creeks or anything cresting out and causing, you know, just major flooding in local areas. But, you know, smaller areas where, you know, low-lying streets, everything else, they're going to hold water. And if you see the water, just take a different route. You know, don't chance it to drive through it. We did have a few cars stalled out last night just due to the water getting up in where it shouldn't be. So, if it takes an extra 3 minutes to turn right, then turn left and go around it, that's what we're asking you to do.
And slow down. I mean, so many times people just don't slow down. They just like fly through it. But you don't know. Sometimes you have situations where you don't know if that's deeper.
You don't know if there's a road under it, right?
That's
the
right.
The cyclist in Carmel.
That's right. The
went around the water into what he probably thought was
road.
More water.
Yeah.
There wasn't anything under it.
Yeah. It's sinkholes. And I didn't realize this about, you know, Indiana. I was reading an article the other day about Indiana regarding sinkholes, just how Indiana, you've got a lot of limestone and a lot of bedrock under there, but there's also this areas because there's fault lines down in the southern Indiana and along the western side of Indiana that have shifted over the years and have created little pockets. And you never know when enough pressure, you know,
sure.
Was it hydrostatic pressure that builds that causes it to maybe implode, or the ground, you lose the ground beneath your feet.
Yeah. Yeah, if it looks like more than just a normal puddle, I would avoid it.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you've not had any rescues or anything like that. You guys have been pretty much free of that. I mentioned off the air the schools. School has started. That's always interesting for you as officers, as you're dealing with school traffic and buses and probably the kiddos back in the school, maybe even some truancy, all that kind of stuff that goes on.
Yeah, it's a
on.
Whole different dynamic, you know, in the mornings and the afternoons when all the school traffic is heading to and from school, and then you add the buses, the walkers, the after-school activities, et cetera. So, you know, our patrol shifts do have initiatives during those times to be way more visible in the school zones, conducting traffic stops for violations within areas of the schools. And really, it's just to raise the awareness of the drivers. And, you know, when the red and blue lights are on during the traffic stop, we would assume that, you know, that whole area is affected by those red and blue lights of vehicles slowing down.
I know. I don't want to get caught for anything.
But no issues so far. So
okay, so let's talk also on Mash Road because I was stopped a year or so ago. That is now all the time 20 mile an hour, right, on Mash Road there in school. Is that correct?
It is, and it's being reviewed as well for school zone, not school zone, or during certain times.
Because that is it's one of those scenarios that I can see 30 miles an hour, sometimes going 20, because what happens is you come off of that light, and if the light's not, I mean, you got somebody going slow, it just seems like traffic can build, especially, but during school, I absolutely think 20 mile an hour, because people, like we were talking again off the air, kids are so unpredictable, and they don't always are thinking. They got their iPods in, and they're walking across, and if you're 30 miles, yeah, it's a phone, right? And yeah, I, even as they're driving, mm-hmm. sometimes, you just need to be careful, be vigilant is what I would say, and vigilant in that area for sure. The other thing is that the Drive Sober or Get Pulled Over initiative, that's coming up. So let's talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, so that's a grant funded. It's statewide, not uh-huh. just exclusive to us. So grant funded by the state to essentially it pays overtime back to the city for reimbursement of officers that are able to work outside of their shifts on this initiative, and they have certain parameters that they have to work within that grant funded project for the performance of the grant. It's going to target impaired drivers, drugs and alcohol.
Yeah.
For, you know, traffic violations, any signs of impairment, obviously all the time are investigated, but this is officers that are on the road. They are not responsible to respond to calls. They're not working as part of the patrol shift. Their only duty is full traffic detail.
Yeah.
And some of the data, since you mentioned, I have 23% of all the traffic fatalities in Indiana last year were alcohol related.
Wow.
41% involved drug impairment.
Wow.
Of all the fatals. So almost half drug impairment.
If you add both of them, you're two-thirds.
Let's see, 64%. And yeah, now, just some over. Of those could be a combination of both.
Wow.
You know, so it's an alarming stat. It's the reason why these projects exist. And
okay, so help me understand this, too, with that. Because what is the legal... what is that number that you guys, when you come in, if you do breathalyzers and things like that, or you at least request, I guess they can deny that, right, if they want
to? You can with certain penalties administratively from the BMV.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, but that... So what is that limit?
0.08 for alcohol.
So how did they come up with that limit? What is that? What is the magic form? I mean, I know you're not a doctor or scientist, but what is that magic limit? Because someone that may come out of a bar that may have had a couple of beers, they may blow certainly underneath that, but yet they may get stopped and then they go, oh, well, I smell alcohol.
And that's common.
Yeah.
And that's why there's an investigation. It's not automatic.
Yeah. Right.
So it's based off of impairment.
Yeah.
And that's the gold standard for law enforcement is physical impairment.
So if you see swerving or you see...
That could be an indicator. It could be somebody on their phone. It could be certainly a reason for a traffic
stop. For me, I was eating a chicken sandwich on Mash Road just coming out of a ball game that I was so hungry. And the guy and the officer said, hey, yeah, I noticed that you kind of drifted over to the... And he stopped me, and I'm like, well, to be honest, I'm starving, and I just got a chicken sandwich from Wendy's.
And I'm sure the investigation stopped there, right?
It did. It stopped there.
So that's fair, right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, there's a misconception of,
You
know, if we see something, we have to, you know, you're going to be arrested for something you didn't do,
right? The guy, the officer was extremely polite and said, hey, just enjoy your sandwich, but you might want to wait till you get home. And I said, yeah, I know. I said, to be honest with you, I was just trying to get my barbecue sauce on it, and I slipped. So
yeah, so they're, you know, our officers, all officers are trained in detecting impairment, drugs and alcohol. There's certain things they're looking for, smelling for, listening for, and in combination with driving behavior and the reason for the stop and what they've observed pre-stop, during the initial contact, and then during the investigation. So it's a pretty, I mean... That's one of the more lengthy patrol investigations. Actually, there's a lot that goes into it, and it's a start to finish investigation from the officer. A lot of training there, a lot of standards we have to follow there as far as the field sobriety testing. Those do help. It's a tool. You know, it's not automatic one way or another, but it's another tool in the toolbox to detect impairment, to try to determine if somebody is near or at or over that 0.08 threshold.
Yeah.
And then the certified instruments, what's going to tell us exactly where that's at.
Okay.
But, you know, it could be a combination of alcohol under 0.08 and a couple pills on board that
throws you off.
That number is not always, you know, doesn't tell the whole story on the investigation. And there's different methods
and,
we can do with that.
Well, then there's blood tests then.
There's blood tests, yeah, correct.
That you pretty much have to go in that direction if there is more impairment than there might be alcohol on the breath.
Sure.
Okay, totally understand that. So we talk about our location. You know, Frankfort sits in the middle of three metro areas. You know, we've got Kokomo to the east. We have Lafayette, West Lafayette to the northwest. And you got Indianapolis south. And then you got 65 that runs through, Clinton County. We sometimes are kind of a sweet spot for trafficking, and not that we're part of. I think we would be a conduit, maybe, so to speak. Do you guys see a lot of that? I mean, I hear a lot of times where, oh boy, stopped and pulled somebody over. They were headed to Chicago and they had drugs, and you get that a lot.
And just because of our location, we do get a lot of people that are traveling through that may not want to be on certain roads.
Yeah.
Certainly when I-65 closes, as we know, I don't know how much you drive it, but that's a different road.
Too
right?
much.
It's a different road now with the LEAP project.
Oh, yeah.
It's, road closures and delays on that. We got more and more people.
Coming down 28, 39.
Well, they're checking their maps. It's, they're hanging a left on 28 and trying to get up 39. And we do see a large amount of people that come through Frankfort that aren't from here, whether or not they have an issue or generally aren't causing any problems.
Right.
But there is, there are things from time to time where they want to avoid, certain roadways and stuff and end up in our community. So,
yeah. Well, we are in that sweet spot of traffic. And again, we always ask people just to, if you see something, say something too. I mean, because the public is your eyes as well. I mean, that's something.
A large part of our eyes.
Do you get a lot of public input and engagement?
We do. We're blessed here, for sure.
Yeah.
We get a lot of support as well, regardless of, the
social warriors.
The 2%.
Social
noise,
media warriors.
That's the loudest, right? Yeah. Other than that, it's a great community work. Who's going to mess up around a police car?
Yeah.
Right? Very few people.
Right.
It's a deterrent.
Yeah.
So we're going to see a lot less than you would.
Yeah, but, I agree. But we also have gotten a little more brazen, I think, as a society and culture. I mean, some people are just doing things just to bring it to, doing stuff to say, I dare you.
Yeah.
And maybe not here, but it's certainly around in the bigger communities.
It's here as well.
Okay.
I mean, yeah. Not at the scale as it is in the larger cities.
Yeah.
Right. But I wouldn't call it a respect thing. There's, it is, but it isn't respect for law enforcement, but it's more of respect for maybe the consequences, maybe the system, maybe just by the way these people have been influenced on social media.
Right.
They've seen the 1% of bad body camera footages out of the tens of millions a day that happen.
Yeah.
But they want to hang up on one and then compare us to what they've seen in Utah.
Well, and that brings up a great point, because I think so often we have the misconceptions. People don't just take a breath and really get to know, because you really don't know what that person's going through and dealing with as an officer and as the civilian. But that's part of your responsibility and job as an officer, because you're assessing as much as you are being a enforcer, because you got to assess the situation well before they're assessing, your motive.
Yeah, there's a lot of brain activity going on with law enforcement, right? That normal people don't have to do,
right.
But we do it multiple times a shift or a day.
Yeah.
That some people don't do, or some of the stuff they see, they won't see in their life.
Right.
As well as balancing a family, personal life, finances.
Sure.
It's a human job.
Right.
We have all the human things going on.
Yeah.
That any other human job's got going
anger.
On.
Anger. Which brings me to, training. One of the things that you guys do, you do a lot of training. How do you train officers to be better human beings, or to your point about, my dad used to call them HBs, those HBs, human beings. I'd be great if it wasn't for the HBs today. The HBs really ruined my day. Because how do you, as officers, because you are human beings, and you're going to make mistakes, and you're going to have anger issues, and there's going to be frustration. you know, does training help, and what kind of training do you guys go through to
help?
It's
a difficult topic to train, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you can think of a million different training scenarios and whether or not that, you know, how do you train somebody to be just a good person?
Yeah.
Right? That's something we look for in hiring.
Yeah.
We take a hard look at that to try to get the right people.
Psychological profiles and background checks.
Yeah, and just spending time with them.
Yeah.
Right? Not in a job interview.
Yeah.
Right? The job interview is one thing, but spend time with them.
Right.
Get to know these people. Get to know the people around them in their circle.
Right.
As well as, you know, one of the things we have made a push for, and some of the people get tired of hearing it from the command staff, is customer service.
Mm.
You know, and that probably didn't used to be a big word or a big theory years ago.
Mm.
You know, it was kind of like, you listen to me.
Yeah.
We're not coming back.
Right.
We don't want to deal with this again. It's either you do this or this is what's going to happen.
Right.
And now, you know, it's a customer service mindset usually wins the day on those type of situations,
right?
Because these people are calling for a reason.
Sure.
Although it may not be anything, they probably shouldn't have called us.
Right.
We got to go anyway.
Yeah.
But, you know, maybe they didn't know better and know who to call, and they're just looking for advice, or they're just wanting somebody to come solve their problem for them.
So you
approach it with a customer service mindset, you know, through detectives, through our investigations, right? Customer service for victims or people that are reporting crimes, and all the patrol responses to, you know, people's homes or businesses, or even during a traffic stop, right? It's not a personal vendetta. It's not a personal issue. It's business.
Yeah.
You know,
what cracks me up sometimes that I get, you hear that comment, well, yeah, Frankfort just Mayberry. And I always go back to him and said, well, what's wrong with that? Because I go back to the Andy Griffith show, not comparing us to a television show, but there was a lot of good law enforcement in that show because Andy used a lot of good common sense to your point about customer service. Because if there was a root problem, it was common sense and wisdom that was trying to figure it out instead of authoritative kind of, I'm the boss and you're just going to listen to the law and this is the badge and this is, there was respect for that, but the respect came from earned, you know, you were.
It was organic.
Yeah, it was organic. Absolutely. That's a great way to put it. It was organic. It was not a conjured up and it was not created. It was organic. And I think when I hear people say that, I go, hey, I'm proud to be from Mayberry because crime rate was pretty darn low, and you know,
still is, and people,
you know, people know each other, and people talk to each other, and people communicate with each other. I don't want to get caught up in all of the craziness that goes on sometimes, and social media has certainly, I think, exasperated that to another height. You know,
sure, yeah, and you know, to that, I've interacted with people for 14 years, and you get to know them a little bit, you know, not personally, but you do get to know them and you interact. You see the same folks you may have arrested, you know, early in your career at a festival, and you guys are taking a lap around the square, just chatting about families and everything. And it's cool to see that. You don't get that in the larger cities.
I was talking to someone not too long ago that said, you know, 10 year mentioned an officer and said, about 12 years ago, that guy arrested me, and now we're friends, you know, and because he's involved in business, and I'm like, that's a testament to our community, and that we can do that, because not every community do it, because you know we didn't get a protest, you know, we didn't have a group of people coming and marching on City Hall, and not saying that can't happen, but I'm just saying that for the most part in rural communities, we do try to work out those differences, because there's people that I don't agree with on a regular basis. I don't agree with my wife half the time, but you know, we still live together. We still eat and go on vacations and do things together, but don't always agree. But you learn to navigate that, and I think you guys are the coordinators of the navigation. I mean, you guys are the in making sure that you're the referees of the navigating.
That's a good way to put it. We just need some yellow flags instead of handcuffs sometimes.
It's a 15-yard penalty. No, I want it to only be a 5-yard penalty. No, well, that's not up to me. The law says it's a 15. The penalty box, I mean, you got to go to the penalty box. But you...
Yeah, nobody argues in football that holding's a 10-yard penalty, right?
Right.
Why not?
Well, wait a minute. I don't think it was a... I think it should only be a 7-yard. Of course, Now they do it from the spot of the foul, so it can change that dynamic. Yeah. But which I thought was fair to do that because, you know, you got a running back that runs, and I don't want to get into football because I've got coaching tonight, but 25 yards, and you got the holding happened at the, you know, line of scrimmage, or maybe the holding happened way down the field, and you're going to punish the guy for, you know, running 20 yards and, what you know, to go back from the spot of the foul, which makes sense. So, but okay, so... you got a couple of minutes here. Some of the things that you're looking forward to this coming into the fall. I mean, hard to say, hard to believe, but we're winding down quarter three. I mean, we're going to be in quarter four here before we know it. We're going to be into the fall season.
Yeah.
Anything you're looking forward to?
Well, it's budget season.
Yeah, budget. Yeah,
the
budget
Chief's
time.
Been
yeah.
rolling up his sleeves on that, trying to navigate. We need to wrap up our training. You know.
Yeah.
The mandates are pretty much done, and any time for some extra things is always good. We're not quite out of special event or festival season. We still have the Reyes Festival and parade. We have the homecoming parade. We have the trick-or-treat events, and we have the Christmas parade. So Q4 is no different than the others, but just on a less scale.
Yeah.
But operationally, we still have to staff all that stuff, so...
Weather does change, so maybe not as much activity out. So maybe people are not as out as much, but it's still busy. It's still things happening. It's still things going, and a lot of traffic. And of course, then we start talking winter and all of the things that go with snow and just winter driving. Lastly, what are some of the challenges? I mean, you mentioned budget. Because that is going to be a challenge right now for all, especially rural communities with SB1 and the Senate bills and the Senate's action, legislative action. Budgets are going to be tight.
They are. I think we're going to definitely feel it this year now that it's enacted and within a full
cycle.
Legislative cycle. That's why the chief's the chief and I'm not.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to figure that
deal
out.
Deal with the numbers.
That's definitely going to be a challenge, right? We're not the highest funded, police department around anyway, just because it's based on local tax income from the city. We're optimistic that we're going to be able to get through without any major cuts to anything that's going to
impact personnel.
Impact personnel or degrade any services we provide.
Okay.
That's something we're not willing to part with.
So. Yeah. Well, you've reached a level of standard. You know, you guys have worked very diligently, very hard to create that. I would say, to your point, Brady, customer service mindset versus kind of like the enforcement, definitely enforce, there's no, and, protect, you definitely are protecting, but then there's that serve part. Mm-hmm. And I think you guys have elevated that, and regardless of what some people may say, I mean, everybody has their own definition and their own perception sometimes because of maybe a personal experience or something that maybe did not go well. And again, it could have been two bad days for two people that ended up in a bad perception. But overall, I think people are certainly appreciative. And like you said, you get a lot of community support.
Ton.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's nice. Yeah,
it is,
another
it's,
challenge, is trying to keep policy and best practice up with technology.
Oh yeah,
right now. I mean, with AI,
it's changing
flip on its head here real soon. So.
Changing almost hourly.
Yeah,
And
for a department with the resources we have and the size of department we are, it's challenging. But we've done a good job. We've kept pace. But we'll see how fast it's going to change.
Yeah.
And we've directed. Definitely a lot of the training through our detectives, especially, is just they're just constantly in a new class.
Yeah.
a webinar or whatever because of how fast the devices are changing and the platforms. Yeah. And I every day there's something new technique that's working or not working, or the AI's caught up with and created something different. And
I was talking to someone on the telephone the other day for probably 5 minutes before I realized I was talking to an AI bot.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking, wait a minute, you're not even real.
No AI police officers.
No AI police officers. Well, when you mentioned challenges, I thought you were going to say the real challenge was dealing with the fire department because of they beat you guys in the basketball game. So
yeah. They got lucky. We got to let them win something.
You got to let them win something. I love that.
It's customer service, right?
It's customer, being nice. Yeah. Good, healthy competition. Hey, Brady, you're doing the Lord's work. Keep it up, brother. Appreciate you.
Thank you.
Thank you all that you guys do. And have a great tell Scott. We missed him, but we'll talk to him soon.
I will do.
All right, thank you. Brady Sorrells, he is one of the police. You're deputy chief.
Captain.
Captain. I'm sorry, not deputy. You're captain. Yeah, captain. I always forget the titles. I always let the titles go. Pretty important. He's the captain. Okay.
Deputy Chief Cesar Munoz.
Yeah, Senior
he's
Munoz.
He's back in the office.
And that was what I was going to get. I saw that the other day. Yep. That's awesome.
It's been great.
We have had so many prayers answered there.
Yes.
Prayers answered there,
totally.
For sure. So, all right, brother. Thank you. All right. That's going to wrap it up for me on this edition of Party Line. Good Lord willing, I'll be back with you next week. Hey, stay safe. Stay dry. Watch out for the potholes and the water and all that stuff. We all got to get through this together. Be good HBs. Be good human beings. That goes a long way. Keeps you out of trouble, and it certainly helps our law enforcement go after the bad guys that are not being very good. And let's try to change those guys at all possible. And I believe the only change is through the gospel of Jesus Christ. So, hey, that's my sermon for today. Be courageous and always be obedient. We'll talk to you soon.